You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Bishop Herbert Bailey continues with Keep Seeking Him.
What God's getting ready to do with you is not about anything you already know. It's going to take some wisdom that has to be downloaded from Him. You don't know it, but you can know it. See, because some of us, we think we got too much experience that we don't need God. Whether it's our education, our experience, our exposure. And nothing happened until I got on my face and said, God, I need you to help me. My experience with the corporate world and all this kind of stuff. And you got to understand, and I came from a church, I came from a background where most pastors weren't college educated. Okay? And where, you know, they just had a gift. And so I thought I had the advantage. I'm college educated. You know, I got experience in corporate America, working for Fortune 500 companies. And God said, it's not about any of that, because it's not going to be by might, nor it's going to be by power. It's going to be by my spirit, says the Lord. And so if you realize that, you got to seek God, because it's not going to be by your might. It's not going to be by your power. It's not going to be by your degrees. It's not going to be by your education. It's going to be by seeking the Lord. We went yesterday, Sister McKee, you told me the Lord working in. Okay, Sister McKee said, you got to talk about this movie tomorrow. We went to see Harry. She said, I said, I ain't got nothing to say. She said, the Lord going to show you. So he showed me, Sister McKee. But what we saw in that movie is that Harry would keep seeking God. Okay, even though she planned on going this way, she had been this way before. She had gone back to Maryland to get family and friends and other slaves. And so she knew the path on the Underground Railroad. But there were times where the enemy was right there, or she would be walking into a trap. And the Spirit of the Lord would say to her, no, go this way. Come on now. See, I know you did it before, but you have to seek him. Because the way you did it before may not be the way he wants you to do it now. Because, can I tell you, you can almost become predictable to the enemy. And God said, I got to change this thing up. I got to do a new thing. I got to blindside the devil and do things in a way that he never saw it coming. Woo! Glory to God. So you got to keep seeking it. If you seek God, he'll give you strategy for your warfare, strategy for your crisis, and may tell you just go to the battle that you won't even have to fight. Second reward that you get for seeking him is wisdom. Everybody say wisdom. So Jehoshaphat acknowledged, God, we don't know what to do. We have no might. That's ability. But we also don't know what to do. He said, it's not that we just don't have the weaponry and the physical prowess. We don't even have the wisdom. Okay? The thing about a great general is supposed to come up with strategy. Okay, we can have all the weaponry, all the latest guns, all the latest ships, all the latest airplanes, all the latest rifles, etc. But you got to have strategy. Okay, because they got some too. They got weapons, so the whole thing is about strategy. Wisdom is about strategy. So Jehoshaphat acknowledged that they didn't know what to do. God, we don't have the wisdom to win this battle on our own. And when you don't know what to do, that's when you have to seek God. Watch this, because God always knows what to do. So some of you right now, I just don't know what to do. You know what that means? You need to seek God. Because God always knows what to do. Say that with me. Say, God always knows what to do. But here's the thing. And he'll tell you if you seek him. I told you, Pastor Marcia, she hadn't done it in recent years. But she said years ago, she's always saying to me, she would come down from prayer. She said, you need to pray. You need to spend some time with God, because it's something he need to tell you. I'm like, what did he tell you? Two shall be one. Okay? If he told you, just go ahead and tell me. Okay? She said, no, you need to. I said, well, she said, I ain't saying that. He told me he got to tell you. Of course, she was telling me stuff like, because you ain't going to listen to me anyway. You ain't going to believe unless the Lord tell you. So you need to tell him. Even though he told me to tell you to come ask him. Some things you got to seek him for yourself. I know you got a praying wife. I know you got a praying husband. I know you go to a praying church. I know we got intercessors. I know you got some good girls and some boys that'll go in for you. But there's some time you got to seek God for yourself. Nobody going to get this answer for your life but you. Joseph says we don't know what to do, but God always has answers. He knows what to do if we come into his presence. John 6 chapter verse 5 and 6, I take you to this often. Jesus feeding the 5,000. But a couple of verses before the actual miracle takes place, there's a testing that's going on here. John 6, 5 and 6. Jesus, when he lifted up his eyes and saw a great company, all these people coming to him, he said to Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Sometimes I ask you all questions. I just want to repeat. I know you know it. And I tell you, this is not a trick question. The answer really is obvious. Okay. Like, who died to save you? See, and some of y'all scared to answer. See, that was not a trick question. This, Jonah, that's not a trick question. I just want to keep you mentally engaged. But Jesus asked them a trick question here. When shall we buy bread that these may eat? He didn't even say where are we going to get bread for it. Where are we going to buy? He said, is Sam Walton here? Have we created a Walmart yet? There's Costco around here. Is there Sam's around here? No. Where shall we buy bread? Where are we going to get bread? Enough food. Where? And he said, buy. He said, buy. He said, buy. He challenged their faith on a couple levels. Challenged their faith, number one, regarding money. Come on. And y'all ever been in a situation and you think, your first thing of thinking is that, man, if I just had the money. Come on. If I had enough money, this won't even be an issue. If I just had enough money, I wouldn't need to see God on this. If I just had enough money. First thing was finding. He said, where shall we buy? That's the financial issue. Bread that these may eat. All these may eat. Not that some can eat. Where can we get enough that at a minimum these 15,000 people can eat? I know we say five, but the Bible goes on to say that didn't count women and children. Okay, I know brothers hold out to be married today to the 45 and 50 because they got the gift. That's why y'all ain't get married because y'all got the gift of celibacy and y'all pressing into Jesus. And you know a woman would just be a distraction to your walk with the Lord right now. So that's why you're not interested. Right? That wasn't me. Lord knew. So, all right, Jesus, we got to get it on here. Because I am not going to be a good Christian. You got to know yourself. I got to get married. I ain't going to be a good Christian. I'm going to get put out of somebody's church. Okay. So it didn't count women and children. For every man's probably a woman, not let's say one child. So a minimum of 15,000 people. Where are these people going to eat? Where can we get the money, the supply for all these people? And this he said, verse 6, to what? Come on, look at it. To what? To what does prove mean? Test. Let me present another term for prove. This he said to locate them. Can I tell you, sometimes you're going through dilemmas and crisis and problems. It's just to locate your faith. Because the Bible says if you faint in a day of adversity, your strength is small. Sometimes all this test is doing is locating your faith. You say you're a strong man of faith. You're a strong woman of faith. You say you believe God. You say you trust God. You believe in the integrity of his word. For your glory, I'll do anything. And then we go through something and it's designed to locate your faith. Because faith got to be seen. God tells Abraham, come up here, sacrifice your son. Then he stops him and says, there's a ram caught in the thicket. He said, now I know that thou loveth me, seeing you haven't withheld your son. When they tore the roof off and let the man down into the room just so he could be healed, Jesus said, and when Jesus saw their faith. See, faith can't just be talked, y'all. Faith got to be demonstrated. Faith is demonstrated by the seed you sow. Faith is demonstrated by you showing up. Faith is demonstrated by you smiling when you ought to be crying. Yeah, your faith got to be seen. He said to prove him or to look. But here's the next part I want you to see. Read the next part, 4. Come on, read it. For he himself knew what he would do. Read it again. For he himself knew. Can I tell you, Jesus already knows what he's going to do. Every financial issue you're facing, every marriage issue you're facing, every child issue you're facing, every family issue you're facing, every infertility issue that you're facing, every debt issue that you're facing, Jesus already knows what he wants to do. He already has an answer, which is why we got to seek him. So watch this. Well, the reason why we don't know what to do because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are higher than our ways. Read the whole scripture if you're going to read that. I believe that's Isaiah 55 around there. He said, let the wicked man forsake his way and let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. Let the wicked forsake your way. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts, because my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, wicked man. And my ways are higher than your ways, wicked man. So forsake that way and seek the Lord. Because now if you seek the Lord, you can get his higher thoughts. You can get his higher ways. I want y'all to understand that God wants us to seek him so we can get on the same playing field with him. Yes, God will give you his strategy. Now, you know, they don't really show as much anymore, but at the high school games and at the pro games, okay, you know, they got the coaches with the ear mics and all that, but there's also somebody up in the upper room somewhere, and they're looking and seeing from a different perspective. And they are talking. And so sometimes you think the coach just on this level made that call, or the quarterback, but it really came from information on high. Y'all ain't listening to me here. And God is always up in the risers. God is always looking down while you going through. He's looking down. Can I tell you, amazed is only amazed while you're in it. Amazed ain't amazed when you're above it. When you're above the maze, you can see exactly where to go. But while you're stuck in it, but God can give us insight from his perspective. See, a lot of times we're getting everybody else's perspective. Simply means the direction that you're looking at it from. The paradigm that you're looking at it from. And we got to get God's perspective, because we're getting this perspective and that perspective and that perspective and that perspective and that perspective. But we need to get God's perspective. So we can get his higher thoughts and get his higher way. He already knows what he's going to do. So I can get wisdom by seeking God. James 1 and 5. If any lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If any lack wisdom, and I put a note myself, don't know what to do. If any don't know what to do, regarding your business, regarding your child, regarding your finances, regarding this physical condition. You know, some things I discovered regarding, that's what I'm saying. Regarding finances, if you read 5 different financial books about how to become a millionaire, they'll have some things in common and some things going to be different based upon who's writing it. So I discovered financial success is not an exact science. I discovered that law and medicine are not exact sciences. That's why they practice. Well, we're going to try this and we're going to try that. We'll try the natural route. We'll try the conservative route. So, now, some people just going, well, let's just cut on it. Let's cut that. When I back in April or whatever, 1996, when I found out, you know, go to Dr. Daniel, we kind of confirmed I need to get this mitral valve repaired. Well, Dr. Daniel sent me to the cardiologist. Kind of gruff cardiologist. He's still been my cardiologist. I just know how he is. We ain't never talk about what I do, who I am. Anyway, I said, well, he said, yeah, you need to get this thing done. I said, well, I'm doing some research because I'm hearing that there's some minimally invasive ways to do this. He said, what you going to try to do all that for? He said, that stuff ain't proven. He said, just get your chest cracked open and get the thing taken care of. Really? Just get your chest cracked open and get the thing taken care of. So the more I did research, I found out there was a minimally invasive way to do this without cracking my chest open. Okay? Because it's not exact science. There's different ways to do it. Or someone put it this way, the person who used to be in that skin cat, that cat skinning business, what did he say? There's more than one way to skin a cat. The person who was in the cat skinning business. I ain't met him yet, but somebody was in that. He was a little creepy. That creepy cat skinner. He said, there's more than one way to skin this cat. My point about that is, since this stuff is not an exact science, let's go to God. Because, no, I'm very serious about this. And God may lead you to that doctor. God may lead you to do it this way. God may lead you to go here. God may lead you to talk to this. God may lead you to do this with your money. God may lead you to talk. Are you following me? You know, some people, there are people, now, watch this, even regarding getting out of debt. Okay, I heard for years, you know, when you get out of debt, take one of the higher interest and then pay it off. Well, I found that may not be the necessary best way to do it. There's more efficient ways to do it than that. But you hear that all the time. And what I'm saying, and so we got all these different perspectives, and since there's no exact science, let's go to the exact God. Amen. He said, if you don't know what to do, I know you're reading books. I know you're getting counsel from this one. He said, but ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. Let me add this upbraideth part, because I had to look that up. I heard this scripture all my life. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. He upbraideth. So I had to look at this upbraideth. That, I mean, what does that mean? He ain't going to take your braids out? God said you was a fool for getting those braids, and I'm going to give you wisdom anyway without taking your braids out. No, that upbraideth, it means without fault finding. Now, that's why I got to go to God. Because I will find fault. God said, just come to me. I'll show you what to do without fault finding. Now, you come to me at the wrong time or the right time, depending on the day. I'm like, oh, now you're going to come to me, huh? If you came to me before, okay. Oh, after you spend all your money, they're on the dumb stuff, now you want my counsel. Oh, after you ain't been tithing for the last 2 years. Now, God said, just come to him, I'll give you wisdom without fault finding. Isn't that what God did with the prodigal son? He came back, he didn't even, father didn't even talk about what he did. We can come to God and he'll give us wisdom without fault finding. Everybody say, well, I need wisdom. Let me say a little bit more about wisdom, all I can do today. Wisdom is, this is my definition of wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to know what to do when you don't know what to do. Wisdom is the ability to know what to do when you don't know what to do. Secondly, wisdom is supernatural insight into your problem. Wisdom is supernatural insight into your problem. Thirdly, wisdom is strategy for your future. See, because a lot of times we'll do things and it's helping us right now, but it's not going to be good for our future. I know the title loan can help you pay your rent that's due this month, but it may not be good for your future. I know refinancing just because the rates are lower right now can give you a low payment right now, but it may not be good for your future since you only owe 10 years on that mortgage and you get ready to extend it for another 20. It may help you right now, y'all listening to me, but it may not be good for your future. So wisdom is strategy for the future. Then fourthly, and I've been saying this for years, wisdom is the ability to make decisions today that produce positive results tomorrow. The ability to make decisions today that produce positive results tomorrow. So wisdom, again, because it has God's perspective, is never merely about what's going on right now. It's about how now is going to affect tomorrow, how tomorrow is going to affect next week, and so on. Psalm 51 and 6. It says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inner parts, but the latter part it says, in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. He said, God, you can give me wisdom down in my spirit. Wisdom, watch this, that bypasses my mind and goes into my spirit, but then is uploaded into my mind when I need it. That's why I often say, you know more than you think you know. It's in your spirit. You just got to upload it. As you seek God, especially praying in the Holy Ghost, we stir up wisdom, which is what 1 Corinthians 2, okay? Let's go back there, and I'll be done. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 7. This is talking about praying in the Holy Spirit. For those who come to this church, I want to let y'all know something. Y'all need to understand, it's a whole lot of undercover tongue talkers. We don't do the bait and switch in this church. There's a lot of church, they do the bait and switch on you. They speak in tongues. They're talking about Holy Ghost stuff here. Because they don't want you to know that because they think it's unacceptable. And I can get more members if we don't talk about this tongue stuff. Can I tell you, you're going to find out around here. Pastor Marshall, get up here one time. Say, that's the Holy Ghost. Okay. We start flowing, moving God. Okay. We are unashamedly tongue talkers. With our degrees. With our PhDs. With our MDs. And with our JDs. Are y'all hearing me here? Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, that's how we got it. That's how we passed those exams. We had to pray in the Holy Ghost. And he brought some things out, remembrance that we had studied or that we heard. So I want y'all to understand that. I know a lot of churches, and then some of y'all don't even know what the Holy Ghost is. Y'all think anything that got good music is a Holy Ghost church. Okay. Anything with good singing, anybody raise their hand, they got the Holy Ghost. Okay. Anybody that put an organ behind them when they preach, that's the Holy Ghost. Anybody who tune up when he preached? Y'all think that's the Holy Ghost? No. Can I tell you? One of the ways the Holy Ghost manifests is wisdom. And Jesus said this. They said, the only reason why you cast out that devil, you cast out a demon because you got a demon. He said, now that don't make any sense. He said, a house divided against itself can't stand. He said, the devil ain't going to fight against himself. He said, that doesn't make any sense. He said, I tell you what, he said, just keep watching me. Because wisdom is known by its fruit.
God delights in us seeking him and getting his divine direction for our lives. As believers, our desire to seek him should never stop. Bishop Herbert Bailey explains the promises in seeking God. Order this powerful four-part series today on CD or DVD. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order, keep seeking him.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.